How do we stop fake news from impacting the 2020 election? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Kenny Joseph, assistant professor in the Department of Computer Science and Engineering at the University at Buffalo, examines this question.
The 2020 presidential election is approaching. As such, it is imperative to understand how Twitter helped spread fake news during the last presidential election. To provide insight, a research team I co-led studied more than 16,000 Twitter accounts of American citizens. We know they're Americans because we linked the accounts to voter registration records. First, let's define fake news. We define fake news as a subgenre of misinformation constructed with disregard to the facts. Websites that promote fake news lack accepted norms for ensuring the accuracy and credibility of information. In our study, we found that overall, roughly 5% of political news in Twitter news feeds came from fake news sources. However, this content was heavily concentrated on the feeds of a small number of people. About 1% of Twitter users were exposed to around 80% of that fake news. Similarly, sharing of fake news was highly concentrated. Less than 1% of Twitter users shared over 80% of the fake news. In other words, a tiny group of people both shared and were exposed to the vast majority of fake news. There's no way to eliminate fake news, but we can diminish its influence. Twitter could limit how frequently users are allowed to post. This could help reduce the use of automation tools that share large volumes of fake news. Additionally, it could remove content from the few websites that are responsible for the most fake news.
That was Kenny Joseph at the University at Buffalo. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC and U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.